فهوفر فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله and whoever does this will have high ranks near Allah and فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى then in fact he grasped or held firmly a firm handhold لا انفصام لها not any breaking for it such a stronghold for example a person who is drowning while he is about to drown he finds a rope or a handle that he grabs onto and he holds onto it firmly what will happen now he will be saved and he will not drown this handhold is islam tawheed belief in one allah it is faith some mufassirin say it is the quran so whoever holds onto the quran this hold will never break as whenever someone faces a problem or difficulty we can remember this ayah faqad istamsaka bil urwati al wuthqa oh allah I have grabbed onto your handhold for which there is no breaking whoever holds onto the strong rope of allah can they ever sink can they ever fall can they ever feel hopelessness will allah leave them in the darknesses no it can never happen when one has faith in the handhold of allah it is a source of comfort strength and conciliation one can imagine a handhold which one holds onto to stand straight and not fall this handhold is deen quran this is the rope of allah that will not let us slip whenever a person feels hopeless and thinks he has no support or help and doesn't know where to turn to and sees only darknesses sometimes these darknesses are of despair hopelessness and sometimes of misguidance when one realizes they have held on to the handhold of Allah and knows there is this urwa in his hand then the person should know that this will not leave us nor break just as one drowning if his rope breaks the person will drown but this rope or handhold of Allah will never break this is a very strong hold which will only save a person so whenever anyone feels hopelessness worry or grief or faces anything one cannot understand think of this ayah this is not from hadith or sunnah but think that oh Allah I have grabbed onto your handhold and there is no breaking for it and shouldn't worry this handhold will remove all griefs and worries this urwa when a person holds onto Allah will protect them even if the person has a risk of falling into a pit of fire Allah will protect them who can we think of upon whom the fire became cool and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said ya naru kuni bardan wa salama O fire, be cool and safe. Then, even in the belly of the whale, which goes in the depth and darknesses of the seas, even then Allah protects. When a person grabs hold onto his handhold, then Allah protects him no matter what. If a person holds onto his handhold, then even in the lap of Pharaoh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects. Such a stronghold. So one who grabs hold onto his handhold, should they be fearful from anything? Should they have any grief or worry if they are holding on to his hold? What is important is not to let go of this handhold. The tafsir done by most scholars interpret this handhold as the Quran. When one holds on to the Quran, it becomes a healing for the grief, becomes a source of tranquility in the heart, becomes a cure and healing for sadness. And then one feels secure holding on to this strong handhold and knows will not fall. We give peace to the heart. We must feel this handhold and never let it go. This handhold also means Islam. There are many times when we visit the sick in the hospitals, especially those where there are cancer patients. One can see so much hopelessness and despair, but those who are Muslims have so much solace. This is because they have a connection with Allah, and they make du'as to Allah. They are in a state of tranquility, and their faith increases, while the other patients feel hopeless due to lack of this strong handhold. They pass time watching TV or just being depressed and sad. They do not have that handhold. While we have the strength and support of Allah, with that one feels secure even after hearing news of extreme sadness. A person remains at peace because of this handhold, while others do not have this. At that time, we can truly feel blessed that Allah gave us this handhold. We are Muslims and we have this Quran. No matter how we are, no matter how we are hanging onto this handhold, but we are attached to it. This hold should never break, even if life is lost. This handhold will never break. Only if one lets go of it, then a person will sink. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah is a close protecting friend of those who believed or have faith. Such a beloved friend who holds onto his slaves. Yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila an-nur. He takes them out from the darknesses and leads them to the light. When a person is in the darknesses, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them into the light. Because Allah is their wali, their protecting friend. And what are the darknesses? The darknesses of shirk, disbelief, darknesses of hopelessness, despair, or darknesses of sadness and grief. Allah takes them out. If a person has iman or faith, then Allah takes them out of these darknesses because Allah is their wali. Allah is their friend, their helper, their supporter. This is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them out of darknesses into light. Light, which is a way of truth towards peace, serenity, tranquility, and security. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them into it. While for others, Allah is not their wali. Allah is wali for those who believe. So those with faith should feel happy. This verb, yukhrijuhum, shows continuity, and it is called fi'l madari. And this doesn't happen once, as one in disbelief comes into belief. But how is it for those who have iman or faith? As darknesses have varying shades or levels, darknesses can mean doubt, complete disbelief, or problems, hopelessness. In some, it means atheism, or pain, or extreme love for this world. All these are darknesses, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously takes them out. Even if one believes and has iman, still one may end up in a different type of darkness, such as grief or worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds on to them because Allah is their wali and their friend, and He brings them into light. Have any of you ever felt that Allah brought me to light, which is the Quran? If it were not for Allah, I would have continued falling in darkness. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And those who disbelieve, they too have friends. And who are their friends? أولياؤهم الطاغوت. Their friends are طاغوت. Here it says الطاغوت. It means all false deities. not just one. Tawud are many. Whoever deny with Allah, they become their friends. And what do they do? يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They take them out of the light towards the darkness. If they are disbelievers, even if they ever see the light of Islam, the Tawud will never let them go to the light, but will pull them back into the darknesses. The disbeliever, when he sees the truth, says, "The truth appeals to me," but the Tawud, they drag him back, saying, "Leave it. It isn't like you see it," putting doubt in the person's heart, and they take him back into the darkness, even if they see the light. This can happen with a Muslim too. Muslims whose iman or faith is not at a certain level, their friends can be taghawid, which is plural of the taghut. If one wants to come into light or see it, but because there are so many taghawid around them, they suck him back into the darkness. This happens again and again. What do taghut want? They want the people to stay in darkness. And what does Allah want? That people come into light and they are saved. So whoever has made friends with the taghut, and taghut is anyone who stops someone from submission and obedience to Allah. They do not submit to Allah themselves and do not want others to do it. It can be anyone. أولئك أصحاب النار. They are the companions of the hellfire. We should look around us. Are there taghawit around us? هم فيها خالدون. As the taghawit takes them into the darknesses, they will live eternally in the dark hell. The fire of hell is also pitch black. In dunya, they prefer the darknesses of ignorance, disbelief, shirk, and even doubts. Feeling doubtful, even if a matter is stated clearly in the Quran. If one chooses to live in the darknesses in this world, then even in the akhirah, or the hereafter, the hellfire will be black, not red, and they will be ones to live in it eternally. Here concludes our lesson for tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 256, 257. Insha'Allah, next week we will look at Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 285 and 286. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please listen to the tilawa.
لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون